This is the Children's Home Hour, originating in Bristol, Tennessee. This is Brother Mike Nixon, and I'd like to welcome you to the broadcast today. Thank you for joining us and counting the privilege of ours to come into your place of listening. We trust the broadcast to be a blessing to you. I'd like to begin it with a word of prayer, so if you could, pray with us. Fathers, we bow before you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for this day you've given us. Thank you for the opportunity to be here on the radio. Lord, we thank you for each and every one of the listeners that's joined us. I pray that you'd bless them and help them, Lord. I pray that the word of God would go out and find good ground, and it'll accomplish that whereunto you send it. I pray, Father, Lord, for all the missions. I pray, Father, for the children's homes. And Lord, all these young'uns, Lord, I pray that you'd save them by the grace of God. And Lord, I ask you today, Father, Lord, I sure appreciate the word of God, and I pray, Father, Lord, that it go out, Lord, and God, you'd speak to hearts through it, and God, that makes all the difference, Lord. God, we come to you, and we depend upon you, we look to you, Lord, and we call upon thy name, Lord. God, we ask you today, Father, just to have your will and your way in our lives. Lord, lead us, guide us, direct us, Father. Lord God, we give you all the glory and honor in Jesus' name. We pray, amen. Well, brethren, let me make just a few quick announcements. I'd like to ask you to continue to pray for us. Pray for our children's homes, the one here in Bristol, Tennessee, one in North India, one in South India, as well as the one in Romania. If you would, please remember all the feeding centers in Romania and Bulgaria, as well as all the mission work over there. And I do have a very special request. If you would, please pray for our missionaries that's working on the Bible translations and the printing of the Bible and all of those things. The Lord is doing big things in this work, and we're very grateful, and we're just looking to see what he's going to accomplish in it. And I read that verse over in Isaiah 55, I believe it is, where it said that the mountains would sing. And I thought about that, even in a lot of these little places, communist countries and things like that. I mean, when that word of God is sown and it brings forth the fir tree instead of the thorn, and the myrtle tree instead of the briar, and it talks about the mountains singing. And all it takes is a few folks to get saved and be on the mountainsides and just singing the grace of God. Anyway, I've seen how that thing could come to pass and has come to pass. And so if you would, please pray that we'd know what to do as far as this word goes, and as far as all this translation and getting the thing done. And we're really asking you to help us and be much in prayer in this. We'll keep you updated on how it's going, and we're so thankful for your support, and we're so thankful for your prayers and the finances that you've given over the years, and we just want to tell you how much we appreciate you, and we really do. But I won't keep talking about this too long. I just want to go ahead and give you our mailing addresses. I ask you to write us this week, if you would. Write us at Tri-State Baptist Children's Home, Post Office Box 888, Bristol, Tennessee, 37621, or at Charity Baptist Mission, Post Office Box 692, Bristol, Tennessee, 37621. And at this time, we're going to go to the auditorium of the Brookside Baptist Church, and we trust it'll be a blessing.
For Job, every rose in his garden had faded, all the flowers in his life had withered away. But Job said, I know that my Redeemer liveth, and the roses for Job, they all bloomed again.
The roses will bloom.
The roses will bloom again some morning.
No matter how long your winter has been,
your winter has been.
When you see the Rose of Sharon in that beautiful garden, it's gonna come springtime again.
Springtime again.
It was dark for old Jacob when they brought him that coat, and it seemed to him that Joseph was dead.
But things got brighter when he saw the wagons coming, and the roses for Jacob, they all bloomed again.
The roses will bloom.
The roses will bloom again. Some morning they'll all bloom again.
No
matter how long your winter has been, your winter has been.
When you
see the Rose of Sharon in that beautiful garden, it's gonna come springtime, a springtime again. The disciples went with Jesus his last trip to the garden, and they were there when they led him away. It seemed every rose they had died on Calvary, but come Sunday morning, they all bloomed again.
The roses will bloom.
The roses will bloom again. Some morning, they'll all bloom again.
No
matter how long your winter has been, your winter has been.
When you see
Rose of Sharon in that beautiful garden, it's gonna come springtime, a springtime again. The disciples went with Jesus his last trip to the garden, and they were there when they led him away. It seemed every rose they had died on Calvary, but come Sunday morning, they all bloomed again.
The roses will bloom.
The roses will bloom again. Some morning, they'll all bloom again.
No
matter how long your winter has been, your winter has been.
When you
see the Rose of Sharon in that beautiful garden, it's gonna come springtime, a springtime again.
Amen. Amen. That's good, wasn't it? Well, I tell you, old Jacob was. He did get shook up when he seen the wagons coming. I wish some of us could see the wagons coming tonight to help us a whole heap get out of the mess we're in. Thank God he's going to do it. Well, I want you to turn tonight in Romans chapter 14 and verse 17. That's where I was at the other night, and I'm going to keep preaching it till somebody believes it. I'll just read this to you, and then I'll start preaching, because I'll mess up if I don't. This is Romans chapter 14 and verse 17. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. That's what it is. And Jesus one day said to them Jews, the kingdom of God is within you. The Israelites one day said to Jesus, for just before he left the last thing they asked him, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? He said, it's not for you to know the times. So there are, it is going to be restored. So we are the ones, he told them over in Matthew, I'm going to take the kingdom from you and give it to a nation bearing fruit. And he did. And we've had it for 2,000 years, but buddy, it's about over. And Jesus didn't tell them boys when it's going to happen, but he said, it's not for you to know the times. That's in the Father's hands. Now listen, I want to talk to you about, this is my text tonight, who messed up your kingdom? I got this going up the road after I preached this the other night, so I want to ask you a question. Who messed up your kingdom? He said, the kingdom of God's within you. And Jesus told them Jews, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these things shall be added unto you, for these are the things that the Gentiles seek. All the Gentiles seek after this, these things. I mean, they're wanting everything. So the Lord said, if you'll seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all of these things will be added unto you. Now he gave it to us and told us to do the same thing. But you know what's happened to us? Somebody messed up our kingdom. Well, there ain't no telling. Now, if the kingdom of God's within you, and the kingdom of God is righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost, that's all it is. Now, who messed it up? When you got saved, you felt so good. Lord God, you felt holy. Right? When you got saved, you thought all your sins are gone. You felt a mountain lifted off of you. You felt like that everything is gone. Did you feel like that when you got saved? How many of you felt like that when you got saved? Felt like the whole world lifted off of you. Isn't that good? Well, you felt like that day. Then you had peace like you'd never had before. Man alive, you and God is in good shape. You wasn't mad at him, he wasn't mad at you, and you had the peace of God in your heart that passeth all understanding. Is that so? And then, brother, when you found out about that, you had joy unspeakable and full of glory, and you shouted all the way to the house and shouted and shouted and shouted, and every time you went to church, you had to have a spell. Now, that's the way it used to be when people got saved. And that's the way it happened to me when I got saved. Then a year or two later, some fella came by and said, did you know that you can be lost after you're saved? I said, no. Didn't know. They said, you can. I said, what do you have to do? They said, sin. I said, my God, then I must have been lost the day I got saved because I ain't quit. Then I got to digging in this Bible. I thought, well, if that's so, there must be something wrong. I may not even be there then. I got looking at it, and I bless God. I've been almost 59 years. I've been saved, and I ain't been lost a day since. And I ain't quit sinning a day since. But I thank God that I've had the righteousness of God inside of me ever since the day I got saved. And I want to read to you how I got it. And then I want to tell you who messed you up if I can. Now, I mean, over here in the book of Corinthians, I want you to listen to what it said over here in the book of Corinthians, if I can find Corinthians. I'm sure it's in here. I saw it the other day. The book of Corinthians, 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 21. Now, I want you to listen to this. It said, for he, who's he? Jesus. He hath already done it. Made him to be sin. God made Jesus to be sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God. Now, your good living didn't have a thing to do with that. God made him to be sin, and then God made him to be sin so you could be made the righteousness of God. God done all the making. He made Jesus to become a sin bearer for us, and he made Jesus, he became sin for me so I could become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, and that's on the inside of me. And don't come up here and tell me, but I ain't have it. No, I don't got it now. You still got it. You just got it covered up because some peckerwood told you you didn't have it. If you ever got it, you still got it. It's in there. Let it get out. Well, you say, but ain't that living right? Ain't got a thing to do with that living right. I wish to God you'd get rid of your religion. I wish all you Pharisees, scribes, and Sadducees would drop dead in your tracks and forget about that junk. You ain't no good, never have been no good, but it's him, it's not I that lives, it's Christ that liveth in me. Well, I don't do like so-and-so. Well, I don't care how you do. You didn't get it by doing, you got it because you was made. You was made righteous because you trusted Jesus Christ, and he made you righteous because you believed. Said Abraham believed God and was accounted unto him for righteousness. Well, but I don't feel righteous. I don't care how you feel. You ought to believe you are anyhow. That's God. It would help you, wouldn't it? It'd help you when you ain't righteous to feel righteous, because you are righteous because God said you're righteous. Unbelief's what to them in this whole world, and that's the reason God took it from them Israelites. He told them, he said, John, come preaching righteousness. And he said, you wouldn't believe it and you wouldn't repent. So he said, the publicans and the harlots get in before you. He's telling them Pharisees. Amen. And they did. That's the reason all you publicans and harlots and sinners and reprobates and drunks and thugs and whatever else you was, you got in. Amen. Ain't you glad you got in? There's God, you got a better chance than any religious dude in town. Lord God, if you're a sinner, find out you're a sinner going to hell. Just come to Jesus and you can get in. Just trust him and he'll take you in and he'll seat you in heaven. Great God, heaven full of harlots and publicans because they trusted Jesus. No panics and drunks and thugs and thieves and all the rest of that outfit. They got in before this religious crowd did. Ain't you glad? Now that don't make you anything, it makes him everything. Ain't you glad? But you know what messed your kingdom up? Some preacher. Guarantee you. Preach, bless God. If you don't live right, God won't bless you. That's a lie. He don't bless you for your good living. He blesses you for Jesus' sake. Amen. You ought to live right because he blesses you. Amen. And he don't, you listen, you don't owe him nothing. It's a gift of God. Amen. You don't owe God nothing for saving you. You just thank God he did. Amen. I'm not preaching because I'm in debt. I'm preaching because I'm saved, called, justified, sanctified, seated, and I'm with him, and he's in me. And I got the kingdom on the inside, and I can't help but tell him. Oh, God, help. I'm not preaching because I'm in debt to God. I'm in debt to the world to tell them I got the kingdom. And you can have the kingdom. If you want it, you can come get it. Because the kingdom of God's not eating and drinking. That's what it said here. This is what it's not. Bible said, let no, it said, if for the kingdom of God is not meat and drink. It's not what you eat, not what you drink, not how you live, not what you wear, not how you look. It's what you are on the inside. Ain't that good? Lord God, I don't blame you, honey. I shout to hallelujah to God to have the kingdom on the inside and the king on the inside. He's already on his throne. Somebody said we got to make him Lord. Great God, is already Lord. God made him Lord. God made him king. God made him everything. God made me everything. God made you everything. It's all God. Hallelujah to God. Lord have mercy. Help yourself, honey. It said, it's righteousness, his righteousness, not mine, but the kingdom is righteousness of God. And you only get it when you believe him. Yeah. Help yourself. Bless God. You help yourself. I mean, it ain't not nobody's business. Ain't nobody's business. How we enjoy what we've got. It ain't nobody's business. The love of praise in him. It ain't nobody's business. Amen. Including the devil. Amen. How good I feel. I don't want my kingdom messed up. Oh, God, help me to let that kingdom in me. I mean, listen, he's taking it away. from this Gentile world. My God, this outfit of preaching, you got to live right. Oh, that ain't it. And ain't nobody got no peace. The kingdom of God is righteousness and peace. Remember when you got saved? Whew, God help. I never had it like that. Man, I got saved and there's a peace come in my heart. Oh, Lord, what a peace. I mean, great God, I walked on the clouds. Looked like hell, like walking in the air. Went home and come sit down. When my granny come in, I got up with peace in my heart. Told her I got saved. Nights I couldn't sleep. But Lord God, I couldn't hardly stay awake to go to bed. I mean, peace. Jesus one day walked into where them disciples were afraid that he rose from the dead. And the first thing he said to them, peace be unto you. Not the kind the world gives you. Oh, great God, there can be war and everything else going on. You can still have the peace of God. I mean, death can come by. Hey, I've had death to come by my house twice. I've had fire to come by my house. I've had all kinds of disasters to come by my house. But bless God, I still had the peace. Woo! I've had the peace of God that passeth all understanding. And I can't explain it. You couldn't understand it if I did. So ain't it good to have the peace of God? I'm talking about the kingdom is righteousness and peace. Got to thinking about that the other night. And it said the righteousness of God. And then as I got to thinking, God the Father, give me the righteousness. He made me righteous. He made his Son become sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God. And then Jesus come and said, my peace I give unto you. He said, you know what? I've made peace with God. He said, he's not mad at you. Me and him got together. He just took the hand of God, your hand, put it together. Said, God, here he is. I've brought him to you. Ain't you glad that God, that Jesus made peace? I mean, the kingdom of God is righteousness and peace. No wonder old Paul could stay in jail and shout while he's in there. No wonder him and Silas could sing a duet while he's in the jailhouse. They had a kingdom on the inside of them. Yeah, buddy. They had the righteousness of God and they had the peace of God. Why, it didn't matter to them whether it's in jail or out. Paul said, while he wrote that book, I mean, he wrote over there in Philippians and he just kept saying, rejoice. I say, rejoice. You sitting here looking at me and say, well, I got to rejoice about just what I'm preaching about. I mean, don't rejoice because everything. God, don't rejoice because of the demons and the power of the hell subject to you, but rejoice rather because your name's written in heaven. Not only that, honey, rejoice because you're seated in heaven. I mean, everybody in here is guilty for not rejoicing. Paul said, I say rejoice. Yeah. And you're here in a good, nice building, air conditioner's on, and everything, nice seats to sit on. And I mean, a bank account, some of it, the house, the good car to drive, can't rejoice. Oh, Paul didn't have nothing. I mean, nothing. Oh, and Jesus, listen, he wasn't no sad dude. Amen. He said, for the joy that was set before him. Amen. Oh, God, he carried that old cross and dude to shame and carried the cross because he knew out yonder, when I get all over this and through this and down to the graveyard and go to hell and back, I'm going to have some folks come up there to see me. I'm going to take some folks home with me. I'm going to make them heard of God and join heirs with Jesus. I'm going to make them happy. I'm going to make them feel God. Lord God, you ought to jump up and down and shout and praise Him, because for the joy that was set before Him, He endured the cross, despised the shame. And then it's righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Well, I don't seem to have any joy. Well, Holy Ghost will give you that. God will give you the righteousness, and Jesus will give you the peace, and the Holy Ghost will give you the joy. Because when you get around Him, you know what He'll be talking about? He'll tell you about Jesus. He'll tell you how good Jesus is. And He'll tell you that Jesus loved you. And He said, you know, Jesus come and got you when you wasn't worth killing. I mean, when nobody else wouldn't have you, Jesus picked you up. When you're so low that nobody else wouldn't have you, Jesus come by and picked you up. He'd say, the Holy Ghost would say, don't you remember that? Don't you remember when you're down to the bottom, wanting to die and couldn't, and the Holy Ghost came by and told you about a man that died for you and come to give you life and give it to you more abundantly? Oh, he come by once in a while, Sam, and said, son, don't you remember when you're up on the hillside, a little old lonely orphan boy, didn't have nobody to love you, and the Holy Ghost come by and got you and told you about Jesus. And then ever since, he's been telling me how good Jesus is. I don't know who messed up my kingdom, but I hope to God that they ain't around here. You know, I first got saved, you know, I mean, I thought everything was okay. I mean, I was all right, feeling good. I could shout. My grandpa would whip me for going to church because he didn't think I was going. He thought I was still lying. And I wasn't going to church. Well, I was still lying, but he thought I was lying about that. My uncle would tell him, well, Fred wasn't in church. Well, my uncle wasn't in church. But I was in church sitting on the front seat. Because, honey, when I got saved, I got me a front seat. Bless God, if there hadn't been no front seat, I'd sit on the floor. I want to get up next to the man of God. I want to get up there where the fire was burning. And boy, it didn't take long. About one song, and buddy, I was up and going at it. There's an old woman sitting on the front seat, throw her body up there. Bless God, I'd catch it for her. I mean, we had a time. You say, that's not the way Baptist does. Not the way they ought to do. Oh, Lord. I'd shout in the tobacco patch, cornfield, in the woods, cutting wood, the milk gap. Lord God, I'd get happy sometimes and throw the milk bucket one way and the cow'd go one and I'd go the other.
Well, I trust you've enjoyed the message this week. Once again, write us at Tri-State Baptist Children's Home, Post Office Box 888, Bristol, Tennessee 37621, or at Charity Baptist Mission, Post Office Box 692, Bristol, Tennessee 37621. And until next week, God bless you.